This is a book of the history of Arsenal, isn't it?
Yeah, thank you.
You'll be a new chapter in this book.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
On Wednesday, Unai Emery was anointed as the 23rd manager of Arsenal since the football club was established in 1886. For the first 100 years of their existence, Arsenal's managers carried solid British names such as Harry Bradshaw, James McEwan, Herbert Chapman and George Graham. But it all went continental in October 1986 when Arsene Wenger took over. The Frenchman was le boss for 22 years, and during that time, Arsenal won 3 English Premier League titles, 7 FA Cups and 7 Community Shields. Wenger was not only their first foreign manager, but he's also been their most successful. When Wenger announced last month that he was leaving, many names were linked with the job, but Arsenal's top brass have gone for Emery. The 46-year-old Spaniard joins after 2 years as head coach of Paris Saint-Germain, where he led the team to 1 league title, 2 French Cups and 2 League Cups. For any other hierarchy, that would be a very good return. But PSG's big wigs want success in the Champions League. And in his 2 seasons in Paris, Emery only took the side to the last 16. Thomas Tuchel has replaced him there. And it seems Emery, who coached at Valencia and Sevilla before going to Paris, has landed on his feet. Arsenal chief executive Ivan Gazidis.
I followed Unai's career very closely since his days at Valencia, and he's always been on my radar screen. Has a fantastic record of success wherever he's gone. And interestingly, one of the noteworthy things about Unai's team is that they improve over time. We also felt, and I felt for some time, that he's a superb fit with the criteria that I laid out. But I think it's important to move this beyond the paper exercise, and that's why, having taken third-person references from some of the most respected people in the game and people that we trust, it was very important for us to move to personal meetings. And it was in the personal meeting that Unai was incredibly impressive.
Really? Is this the man who was lambasted in the French media as not having a clue about how to deal with the star players at PSG? Is this the same man whose side couldn't defend a 4-0 first leg lead against Barcelona in the Champions League? Apparently it is. Emery has talents. Ivan Gazidis.
He came in extraordinarily well prepared, with a detailed knowledge of Arsenal Football Club. He had an analysis to share with us, not just of his ways of working, his ways of coaching, the team of people that he works with, but he had an analysis of all of our individual players, their qualities, and how he believes he can help them to develop individually and collectively in detail. But this wasn't a purely technical exercise. I think the thing that distinguished Unai above all of that, above all the process, above all of the things that you can read about him, was the chemistry between us and the feeling for football. Unai has an energy and a passion, a competitive energy. And it's this combination of detail, hard work, passion, and a love for football and a will to win that made us feel that this fit was exactly right for Arsenal and exactly right for the people that we have working at the club.
Naturally, the newly appointed manager was as complimentary about the people who had just agreed to employ him. There's work to be done, and Emery's footballing principles are very clear.
I am very demanding myself for all. And I want near people and person who is demanding also, and the player demanding also. My idea is to be protagonist all the match. We play against all the team with this personality. I think the history here is one team play with a possession of the ball. I like this personality. I like this protagonist with a ball. And when you don't dispossession the ball, I want a squad very, very intensive for the pressing. It's 2 things for me very important to be protagonist. Possession the ball and pressing when you don't the ball.
Well, so much for philosophy. What about ambition?
I think we can grow up with the players who are here. And the objective is together for work hard and to be a candidate for all the title in the next season or in the future. Then it's very important for the club to be the best club, the best team in Premier and also in the world.
Emery led Sevilla to 3 consecutive Europa League titles, then came 5 trophies in France. Can he do something big in London, though? Kevin Witcher is the editor of the Arsenal fanzine The Gooner. He's been watching the Arsenal since the mid-1970s. He told me he likes the cut of Emery's jib.
He has the capabilities to do it. I think he's proven that he can get the best out of a group of players. I believe he's got the ability to return the club to the top table, and I believe that he will improve the players he's got to work with. But in the process of that, over the next 3 summers, I'd expect a significant overhaul of the first team squad and improvements in terms of most of the positions, because at the moment Arsenal do not have the quality they need to get where they should be. But I think it will be a process which will be successful. I think Arsenal will return to the Champions League, and I think they will go a lot further than they managed to under Arsene Wenger over the last 13, 14 years. I'm optimistic. I think we'll see Arsenal regularly in the quarterfinals of the competition, and I would think we might even see a challenge for the Premier League in 2020-21. But it is a rebuilding job, and I think he's a good man to do it.
From that point of view, patience and perseverance, nothing spectacular that perhaps we see over in West London or at Chelsea, where they get a new manager in, there's an instant bang, impact, a title, and then it all disintegrates again. You see a quite solid approach and solid progression.
Yes, I think the difference with Chelsea is obviously they can afford to buy the players they need much more quickly than Arsenal can. It's a bit of a different model. So they have a head start, if you like. What's happened is the decline that's been allowed to happen over the last 5 or 6 years has left Arsenal in a much worse state. So there's no way they're going to be able to compete. It would be a huge surprise if they competed for the Premier League title in the next 2 seasons. What I want to see is progress, and I want to see far less of the basic defensive mistakes that have been a consequence of a lack of organisation on the training pitch in terms of the team's shape. It's the focus of the players. And I think Emery will be far more hands-on than Arsene Wenger was. And that's exactly what this group of players need. And as we get new players, and this is where I'm optimistic, because I do believe the chief scout that arrived last November is hugely significant in what needs to happen. I'm confident that we will identify talent and develop it and become a much stronger team without spending the amount of money that other clubs can afford to.
The Premier League fixture list for the 2018-2019 season will be announced in the middle of June. Emery's first game in charge will be one of many matches under the spotlight. We'll have to wait and see how it will go. But one thing is for certain, we'll have to get used to a Spanish accent, and not a French one, in the Emirates hot seat.
Entre flores, fandanguillo y alegría, nació mi España, la tierra del amor.
Well, that's it from Sports Insight for this week. From me, Paul Myers, ciao.
Es imposible que puedan haber dos, y todo el mundo sabe que es verdad.
tienen que marchar. Por eso se oye este refrán:
¡que viva España!
Y siempre la recordará.
¡Que viva España!
La gente canta con ardor:
¡que viva España!
La vida tiene otro sabor y España es la mejor. En las tardes soleadas de corrida, la gente aclama al diestro con fervor. Y él saluda paseando a su cuadrilla con esa gracia de hidalgo español. La plaza con su sol vibra ya y empieza nuestra fiesta nacional. Por eso se oye este refrán:
¡que viva España!
Y siempre la recordará. La gente canta con ardor:
¡que viva España!
La vida tiene otro sabor y España es la mejor. ¡Qué bonito es el mar Mediterráneo!